human activities. The U.S. has repeatedly rejected the rest of the world and the idea of joining future negotiations, even though it's the leader in the production of greenhouse gas emissions causes. What's the story behind an internet video clip? A military spokesman says the clip purports to show Western security contractors firing at Iraqi civilian vehicles. The video is on a website informally linked to a London-based private security contractor, Aegis Defense Services. The clip is set with a soundtrack of Elvis Presley's song, Mystery Train. Today was Valerie Plame's last day of work. Sources close to the CIA officer confirmed she was leaving the agency. Plame is married to Bush administration critic and former U.S. Ambassador Joseph Wilson. She was working at agency headquarters in Langley, Virginia, in 2003 when her CIA status was disclosed by conservative columnist Robert Novak. That triggered a probe that led to the recent indictment of Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, Deputy White House chief of staff, Karl Rove. President Bush's top political advisor remains under investigation. A federal judge sentenced four former concrete company executives to prison today for a price-fixing scheme that resulted in the largest domestic antitrust fine in U.S. history. Irving Materials former president Fred Pete Irving, his son Price Irving, Daniel Butler, and John Huggins were each sentenced to 5 months in prison and 5 months probation. All had pleaded guilty to price fixing, but federal investigators estimate that Irving Materials made $225 million from the scheme. And safety investigators will review the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the jetliner that ran off a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport last night, killing a child on the ground. Southwest says the plane had a maintenance checkup just on Wednesday, just a day before the accident. Midway has shorter runways than most major airports, and that could be considered the problem. This is Air America Radio Network News. For Air America, I'm Emily Hoffman.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. College information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. 5. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Does not take a genius to strap a suicide thing on your body and go in and kill yourself and kill other people.
And I don't feel no pain at all. Riding my day.
Hey, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in this Friday. Before we get into the program, if you want to see a photo of a very scared little girl sitting on the lap of a man dressed as a giant red and white elf, you got to see this picture. Go to airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy and click the little photo there on our blog. And blog there. While you're there, write something political. Our associate producer, D. Neal, has everything set up right there for you. But check out that photo. Oh, my God. Speaking of scary old white men, I know many of you watched the Alera Report, public broadcast. Yesterday, Rummy sat in with Jim Lehrer. You got to hear the meandering newspeak to believe it. So we'll play some of that for you. I don't think Jim Lehrer knew quite how to react. Pretty scary stuff from Rumsfeld. There are rumors circulating that Rumsfeld is going to leave his post as Secretary of Death, Destruction, and Murder after the first of the year, and that this twit from Connecticut, Lieberman, may take his place. Don't believe it. That's just that's nonsense about Lieberman. But the reasons for Rumsfeld's departure seem to boil down to possibly two. Either he is going insane, which a lot of insiders in Washington say is seriously the case. He's apparently heavily medicated, or so the rumors say. Or that he wants to cash in. He's been in the Bush crime family now for 5 years, and he realizes that working on the inside is for chumps and amateurs. It's time to cash in. How old is Rumsfeld? He's in his 70s, I think. How much time has he got left? So he wants to get out of there quickly and make some money. But I agree with the rumors. He will be gone soon. First of the year, he'll be gone. Well, after this fake election that's coming up. Last night we had Jim Marston on the program. He's an environmental defense attorney, and he called in from Montreal, where there was a huge conference, UN-sponsored. About 190 nations showed up. Even the United States, the Bush crime family, sent a delegation of people who just sat there and walked out of the final conference today, rather than agree to a document that the conference was putting together, the very simple document. Last night, even as we were speaking with Jim Marston, there was an attempt by the delegates to come up with an agreement to be signed by those nations who had not signed up for the Kyoto Treaty, simply to meet again. You know, just to meet, no date. The document just said, okay, those of us who have not signed onto the Kyoto Treaty will meet again for further talks. And the American delegate head, this Watson thug, what's his name? What's his first name? Watson? He, Harlan Watson, he refused to sign. And it's being reported by the New Zealand Herald that as delegates sought to try to come up with an agreement, Watson kept insisting that if the United States signed it, it meant the United States was agreeing to the Kyoto Treaties, even though the delegates are saying, no, this is just to keep talking. And Watson, in his typically Bush crime family, asinine idiocy and ignorance, said, reportedly, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. Jesus, God, these people are just rancid. If it walks like a duck. In other words, he was trying to say, no, this, you know, this is really an agreement to agree to the Kyoto protocol that you're asking me to sign. And the delegates kept saying, no, it's not. Read it! It just says you'll continue to talk with us. So Watson walked out. The agreement would not have committed the glorious United States of America to anything binding. And the agreement stressed it would not, quote, open any negotiations leading to new commitments, end quote. But even that was too much for the civil rat bastard representing the Bush administration at this conference. And he walked out. Can you believe it? It's like Khrushchev at the UN. It's just, oh my God, do you realize how hated we're becoming? It's difficult for people to make this the distinction between the leadership of the United States and the people, because as far as the world is concerned, you know, I don't know how much the world understands this Diebold voting machine fraud that's being perpetrated. But they look at us and they say, well, you know, they elected him once and then they re-elected him, so the American people must really like what this thug is doing. It's awful. Oh, God. It's just vile that the one nation that's responsible for 25%, a fourth of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, refuses to take responsibility for trying to figure out a way to get out of this before it becomes utterly unsolvable. It's unsolvable now, but it's not utterly unsolvable. Ah, oh well. So it's unclear what's going to happen next. Most of the countries, there are 150 nations there who have agreed to further action with legally binding cuts in emissions. There are another 36 nations who are agreeing to continue to talk. There are only three countries, I believe, who refuse to have anything to do with any of this, and that's the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. You like that? United States, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. My God. This began in 1992. Where was it where did it begin? Was it Rio de Janeiro? Is that where it began, 1992? And then the Kyoto Accords in the late 90s. And then this one in Montreal. Oh, well. I wonder sometimes, you know, like in the old West, when a family out in the prairie would be butchered and the posse would get together and they would go find the perpetrators, and it would be a bunch of rancid cowhands that were drunk on whatever they got drunk on and decided to rape and pillage. And, you know, they try to blame it on the Indians. But, you know, in the cases where they tracked down the white men, And said, okay, well, what have you done? And it was obvious what they'd done. They committed this mass murder. So they would hold them immediately responsible. There might be a trial, there might not, but the killers would be hanged from the nearest tree and be all over. And the poor family that had been butchered, at least there was vengeance. You know, not justice, but there was vengeance. Do you suppose that kind of scenario will ever happen to the people who have perpetrated these kinds of crimes against the rest of the planet? You know, we didn't get a chance to put Hitler on trial or Mussolini. I don't know. So anyway, the conference that we the global warming conference that had been going on for 10 days has now ended, and it ended on a typical Bush note and another typical smash in the face to the rest of the world by the United States government. We walked out. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Mullen.
Maybe some suggestions, and I'm glad they're gonna ask me about man's insanity.
You got a real nice planet here, but you better watch your atmosphere, and you better clean your water and love, or have none for your cup. You got a real nice planet here,
real nice planet.
But you better watch your atmosphere,
real nice planet.
And you better clean your water and love.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour, and of course the unreported story, except in New York Magazine, not New Yorker, New York Magazine, is reporting that Bush administration officials had threatened organizers of the conference in Montreal, threatened them, telling them that any chance there might have been that the United States would sign on to the Kyoto Global Warming Protocol would come to an absolute by God end if they allowed Bill Clinton to speak at the gathering. Can you believe that? Now, that's according to a source involved with the negotiations who spoke to New York Magazine on the condition of anonymity. Yeah, they don't want to be shot. According to New York Magazine, Bush officials informed organizers of their intention to pull the Bush delegation out of the conference late Thursday, soon after the news leaked that Clinton was going to speak there. And according to New York Magazine, the threat set in motion a flurry of frantic back-channel negotiations between conference organizers and aides to Bush and Clinton that lasted into the night on Thursday. And at one point, Clinton flatly told his advisors that he was going to pull out and not deliver the speech. The source told New York Magazine, it's just astounding. It came to you loud and clear from the Bush people. They wouldn't sign the deal if Clinton were allowed to speak. Now, a spokesman for Clinton, Jay Carson, confirmed that all of this took place and that the former president, Clinton, had decided not to go out of fear of harming the negotiations. But on Friday afternoon, Clinton did end up speaking at the conference. So, and I'm sure you know that speech now, Clinton blasted this Bush crime family. Their opposition to Kyoto is being just, Clinton's words, flat wrong. End quote. And it goes on. You can find the story at nymetro.com. nymetro.com. Just look for it. Bush threatens UN over Clinton climate speech. These two-bit bastards. They really are. They're just two-bit punk bastards. That's all these Bush people. God. Oh, how can anyone with a rational mind not hate them? You understand what I'm saying here? According to Human Rights Watch, Poland was the very heart of the CIA secret detention network in Europe, where we have, for the past 3 years, been sending people for torture. And according to Human Rights Watch, we've had bases in Poland that have held an unknown number of detainees in camps. At least a fourth of them, a fourth of everybody we've snatched, apparently has been held and tortured in Poland. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? Reuters news agency says reports of the CIA operating secret jails in Poland and Romania, but Poland is what we're focusing here, as part of its war on terror, have raised controversy on both sides of the Atlantic, yada, 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 yada. Mark Garlasco, who's the leading analyst at Human Rights Watch, was quoted by a Polish daily, and I'm even going to Gazeta, I can't say the name, on Friday today, saying, quote, Poland was the main base for CIA interrogations in Europe, while Romania played more of a role in the transfer of detained prisoners. Garlasco of Human Rights Watch said the allegations were based on information from CIA sources and other documents obtained by Human Rights Watch. Garlasco said, we have leads, circumstantial evidence to check, but it's too early to reveal them. Poland, of course, is one of Washington's leading allies in Europe, where it really pissed off countries like Germany and France by backing the U.S. war and sending troops there. Okay, Poland. Poland winds up with the torture camps. Now, the Nazis used Poland, too. Do these names mean anything to you? Treblinka? Auschwitz? Birkenau? Chlemno? Belzec? Sobibor? Majdanek? Or Majdanek? Do those names mean anything to you, Truth Seeker? Yeah. Now, don't send me an email and tell me I'm trivializing the Holocaust. I'm not. I really, truly am not. These were death camps. There were death camps set up in probably eight or nine different countries in Europe by the Nazis. But the majority, with the exception of a couple, the most notorious were set up in Poland. Don't you feel sorry for the Poles? You know, they had no choice with the Nazis because the governor of Poland or the leader of Poland, once the Nazis took over, was, of course, a Nazi. But you know, when you consider Auschwitz and Treblinka and Sobibor and these hideous, horrible death camps on Polish soil that these filthy Nazis set up, and now we have the filthy Bush administration setting up torture camps in the same country. Jesus.
Remember, the nightmare lasted 6 long years. Remember, the world's on in a bloody tide of war and death and genocide. 57 million died. Remember, it's happening again. It's happening again. Can't you see it's happening again?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk, and you talk that talk. You knocks me out.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
All right, let's get to Rumsfeld, who I don't know. I keep thinking about this poor man who tried to get off the airplane and was shot dead by the quick thinking security people, air marshals.
That story is going to turn out to be absolutely 180 degrees from what it was first reported. Trust me on that. But I keep thinking, supposing Rumsfeld were on a plane and instead of raving or talking, because he has this psychopathic way of talking in a very subdued manner while he's saying stuff that is just insane. But can you imagine Rumsfeld on an airplane and he says, he starts to mumble about wanting to get off? I wonder if air marshals would have shot him. But here's Rumsfeld. You got to hear some of this, all right? He was on the News Hour with Jim Lehrer. Lehrer tried several times to get Rumsfeld to discuss the Bush administration's claim that troop levels can decrease after these Iraqi elections. When are they? The 15th? Next week, Kathy? Lehrer begins by saying, a few days ago, there were 34 killed in a car bomb. 40 policemen were killed the other day. 10 U.S. Marines a few days before that. Do you expect, Mr. Secretary, that after the elections, the level of violence will diminish?
You know, there are a number of uncertainties. We don't know how long it'll take for the Iraqis to form a new government. It could take several weeks. It could take a month or two, 3 months. We don't know to what extent. You think about what they're losing, the terrorists, the opponents. This is an enormous thing for them. If they fail to stop a democratic government with Iraqis with their own constitution, their own election, their own officials, a sovereign nation, if they don't stop that, they've lost something enormous. If they could have Iraq as a base for terrorism and a established caliphate that they could then expand and threaten moderate Muslim regimes in the region. So they have a lot at stake, and I expect them to be putting a lot of cards on the table.
Moderate Muslim regimes in the region? Who would that be? Iran? No. Syria? No. Saudi Arabia? No. Kuwait? No. Jordan? No. Well, who's left? These are moderate Muslim regimes? Oh, my God. By the way, I think the answer to the question is no. Do you expect that after the elections, the level of violence will diminish? No. That's the quick answer. The insane, babbling, gurgling on lungs full of blood answer is what Rumsfeld said. He needs a portable podium, by the way, to thump when he's doing an interview. That thumping he does is like his own personal metronome. He really can't focus without that rhythmic thumping. Ba-doo-ba. Ha. Ha. He says, I expect him to be putting a lot of cards on the table and possibly severed heads, right? Jesus, God. Muslim, they could expand. They'll have Iraq as a base for terrorism. What have you turned it into, you sick old bastard? What have you turned it? And I love this line. If they could have Iraq as a base for terrorism and an established caliphate? This is not the ninth century. Well, maybe it is in this ugly old bastard's mind. A caliphate? Oh, Jesus. All right, now Rumi starts to lose it. Listen to this. Maybe the meds are wearing off, but I think he's talking about how the insurgency, how the insurgents lie, and they can't win the war anywhere but in Washington. I think that's what he's saying. I think he may be confused, maybe not. Jim Lehrer says, you made a speech earlier this week, Mr. Secretary, where you said the news media should reassess the way it covers Iraq. What do you mean?
We're up against an enemy that understands that they can't win anything in Iraq. They cannot win a battle. The only place they can win is in Washington, D.C. And they know that, and they have media committees, and
they can't win a battle, but they killed 34 people, innocent people on a bus today. They killed 40 Iraqi policemen today.
It does,
10
not
Marines.
Take, it does not take a genius to strap a suicide thing on your body and go in and kill yourself and kill other people. That's not a battle.
Mm-hmm. But it's a war, violence. Isn't it? It's a war, isn't it?
It's an aspect of war. Mm-hmm. But they can't win the war over there. The only place they can win it is in Washington, D.C., and they know that. But they're working it. And they're working it skillfully. And they lie.
It doesn't take a genius to strap a suicide thing on your body? Suicide thing? It doesn't take a genius either, you old bastard, to send men into battle without proper body armor or armored Humvees or troop levels that are adequate or an exit strategy or a legitimate cause to begin with. A suicide thing? The only place they can win is in D.C. Who's this they? The insurgents, the rebels, the Bush cabal? I'm a little bit confused, you sick old bastard. Now, Rumsfeld defends the recent scandal that the Pentagon planted fake good news stories in the Iraqi press. Poor Rummy. He doesn't understand. You go to war with the propaganda machine you have, not the propaganda machine you wish you had.
Every time I talk to soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen, they ask me, why doesn't the true story get told about what we're doing here? They are doing superb work in Afghanistan. They're doing superb work in Iraq. And the message back here is that nobody knows what they're doing, that they're not doing well, that they're losing.
Do you agree with them? Do you agree the story is not being told?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Of course I agree with it. It's obvious.
Where is it not being told? I mean,
one side of it's being told.
What side?
The deaths, the people that are being killed.
You're saying that shouldn't be told?
I didn't say that.
Jesus Christ Almighty! One side of it's being told. What side? The deaths. Are you saying that shouldn't be told? I didn't say that. Rumsfeld insists the true story about what we're doing there doesn't get told. Why, you sick old bastard, that's because you and the other sick old bastards in this corrupt administration control every single... We're not even allowed to see the coffins, you sick old bastard! And your Bush crime family is killing or threatened to kill real reporters who aren't paid shills, who try to report the true story, you sick old bastard!
I didn't say that. I didn't say bastard. I haven't said bastard all night. I didn't say that. I haven't said that at all. I haven't said that.
Lair now wants to make sure he's understanding Rummy's petition on, or his position on, good news reporting in Iraq. And Lair says, all right, Mr. Secretary, let's make sure I understand. You are not suggesting, for instance, this program tonight, that you're on tonight, the lead story. We led our program tonight in the news summary with the story about the 34 Iraqis who were killed in a car bombing on a bus in downtown Baghdad. Is that something that you consider negative and should be balanced in some way with something good that happened there today?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you there's 18 provinces, and in other provinces, the stock market's functioning, the schools are open, the hospitals are open, the clinics are working.
Oh,
hundreds of people have risked their lives by volunteering to vote, to run for public office. Millions of people in 1 week from today will be out there risking their lives voting. There are an enormous number of very good things happening over there.
Yeah, that's right. You sick old bastard. Forget the tens of thousands of maimed and wounded and killed and kidnapped and beheaded and dead children and disease and wrecked antiquities and, you know, according to your good friend Lieberman, folks have cell phones now. Hey, it's a Verizon victory! Rummy elaborates on his position that our occupation in Iraq is not only justified but is absolutely necessary to protect Americans from the frightening and terrible threat of Iraq's oil and water?
The thing that might be useful to talk about some night would be, what would the world look like if we pulled out? What would the world look like if
Safer?
We quit?
Safer?
And if we just tossed in the towel and said, it's too tough.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't worth it.
As you know, there are many views, there are many opinions on that.
I think I know what the world would look like. You'd have there a haven for terrorists. You'd have a caliphate established by extremists, and it would be a threat to the American people, a greater threat to the American people, unquestionably. It's a country with water, a country with oil.
Ah, oil and water. The new weapons of mass destruction? Tell you what, you sick old bastard, throw in some vinegar and spices and you got one scary salad dressing going there. It's a country with oil and water! A little oregano! You know, that thing you put on salads, you know, like the suicide thing that you strap around your waist.
What would the world look like if we pulled out, Rumsfeld says? Well, safer, more relaxed, more peaceful, more respectful of Americans? Is that close, you filthy, dirty old bastard, you? Is that close enough? And if that last one wasn't enough to convince you the wheels are spinning but the hamster's dead, listen to the completely nonsensical answer to the question about our mounting casualties in Iraq. Jim Lehrer says, some people would say to you, Mr. Secretary, the problem or the reason public opinion has sunk so low is the expectations that the American people had for this war have not been met. To the contrary, they didn't expect 2,100 Americans to die, they didn't expect 16,000 to be wounded, and they didn't expect 1,900 of the 2,100 to die after major combat was ended. So is that part of the problem as well?
I'll give you an interesting statistic.
Oh, good.
The number of people who have been killed in action in Iraq is 1,664. It's a lot. The number of people who've died over there are another 446. The number of people who've been wounded are 16,000. Of those, 8,500 went back into their posts, back to duty, within 48 or 72 hours.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's just a little refinement on what you said,
mm-hmm.
but it's not nothing. It's a non-trivial difference between how you characterize it.
It's the exact same number, you sick old bastard! 1664 and 1446, well, that equals 2,110. How is that a non-trivial difference? Rumsfeld is Orwell's O'Brien. No, Jim, the number of wounded isn't 16,000. It's actually 16,000. Don't you get that? Huh? Blah! Blah!
The front line boys pop their pills. Sick of the mess. They fight on their desert state. On the bravery.
Being out of breath. Yeah, the person is dead. Oh, man, what the hell?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
God, I want to go dancing. Don't you? Don't you,
stop
Kathy?
Stop this car, baby, get in. It didn't stop driving until he had to go to my bed.
Oh, wait a minute. We're supposed to be doing a program. I'll tell you, Rumsfeld, the sick old bastard, the SOB, sick old bastard, is really something. He's really a piece of work, isn't he? Wouldn't he have fit nicely in the dock at the Nuremberg trials, somewhere in there between Goering and who else was on trial? You know, all of those Nazi high command and the civilians who... used slave labor, the industrialists, all those people who were sentenced to prison or sentenced to be hanged. Rumsfeld would fit right in there, wouldn't he? It's just incredible. How can somebody say the things that he says? How can somebody truly believe what he believes? I mean, death and destruction raining down on that country as a result of our action to a degree that is unimaginable. And don't think that the war started 2 years ago. The war started 14 years ago, 15 years ago. How long has it been? We have been murdering Iraqis for a decade and a half. We have. All during Bush, the remaining part of Bush 1, all during the 8 years of Clinton, all during the 5.5 years now of Bush 2, we have been murdering Iraqis. Just thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them. We kill them with bombs, we kill them with napalm, with white phosphorus, with disease, with a lack of medical care, with poisoned water, with depleted uranium. We have this is a horrible thing. We just keep butchering and murdering and killing these people. Just killing them and killing them and killing them.
and killing their unborn, and killing their children. Jesus, God. And there are people in this country, in our country. There's a thing on Nightline tonight. Try to watch if you get a chance. The Nightline reporter, I forget her name, interviewed a bunch of mothers in Ohio. Ohio has lost hundreds of soldiers in this war. I'm just talking about the dead. I'm not talking about the wounded. Cynthia McFadden, is it Cynthia McFadden? The Nightline show tonight, is she talks with these mothers. And I saw a tease for it. Some of the mothers are very pro-war and think their sons died for a just cause. Some of the mothers are, the pain is so deep that they can't go there. No, I don't think my son died for a just cause. Even the mothers who say their sons died for a just cause, a couple of them were asked, well, you know, was it worth it? Was your son? No, I want my son back. Jesus, God, I can't get my mind around this. I can't. This has been going on for 15 years. We have been murdering Iraqis. Without let up. Can you handle that, Truth Seeker? We have been killing, the United States of America has been killing Iraqi civilians for 15 years. When the Germans did that to the Jews and the Poles and the Russians and the Hungarians and the Yugoslavs and the French and the Italians and the Bulgarians and the Latvians and the Lithuanians and the Estonians, it was called war crimes. It was called war crimes. What do we call it?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Republican Party has no idea how to govern. Events this week in Congress prove why. It boils down to one word, money. In the past 4 years, the party of so-called small government has ballooned the deficit and expanded government spending faster than any president since LBJ. The result has been the worst of both worlds. Big government for special interests. Suddenly, reality sunk in a few months ago, and a fiscal conservative spoke of tough choices when it came to government spending. For right-wing Republicans, that meant eliminating school lunches, student loans, and Medicare for the elderly and low income. After trying to balance the budget on the backs of the poor, House Republicans turned around this week and cut taxes for the rich. 4 tax cuts, to be precise, totaling $94 billion, twice the amount of their proposed budget cuts. The largest of the bunch specifically benefits rich investors. Or, in the Republican lexicon, those most in need. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. President Bush was at a fundraiser in Minnesota today, and he is still linking the Iraq war with the threat of terrorist attacks on the United States. His comments came on the day that the New York Times reported that the Al-Qaeda Iraq link was based on confessions from a prisoner under the threat of torture. More money for Washington favors. Records show two defense contractors tied to former Congressman Randy Cunningham's bribery case spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on favors for other lawmakers. One of the contractors gave private jet flights to former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and his fill-in, Congressman Roy Blunt. The flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been removed from the plane that ended up on a Chicago street as it landed at Midway Airport yesterday evening. They've been sent to Washington for the start of an investigation that officials say could take a year or more. The crash killed a 6-year-old boy in a car, and 10 other people were hurt. A federal jury today found that the Providence, Rhode Island Police Department did not violate the civil rights of a black officer who was shot to death by two white colleagues who mistook him for a suspect. Sergeant Cornell Young Jr. was off duty and in plain clothes in 2000 when he was killed outside a diner when he ran to respond to a fight. The shooting sparked charges of racism in the police department. Meanwhile, in New York City, the police officer who fatally shot unarmed African immigrant Usman Zango in a Manhattan warehouse has been spared a jail term. Brian Conroy will serve 5 years probation, that's not behind bars, and 500 hours of community service after being convicted in October of criminally negligent homicide. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger nominated a moderate Republican to the California Supreme Court today after being criticized for days by members of his own party for picking a left-leaning Democratic activist to be his top aide. The governor said politics had nothing to do with his nomination of San Francisco appellate judge Carol Corrigan to replace Janice Rogers Brown, now a federal appeals court judge. Pressure on Schwarzenegger to name a conservative to the bench had grown in recent days after he angered many Republicans by choosing Susan Kennedy, a longtime Democratic activist, to be his chief of staff. Lo siento, a school superintendent in Kansas apologized today to a high school student who was suspended for speaking Spanish in the cafeteria and elsewhere at school. 16-year-old Zach Rubio was sent home from the Endeavor Alternative School by the principal last month. District officials told the boy's father the action was a direct result of him speaking Spanish. For Air America Radio News, I'm Emily Hoffman.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
About 6:30 past the hour. I've got one more thing here, and then I want to go to your calls. So for those of you who are holding on and going, oh, Jesus, is he going to take some calls tonight? The answer is yes, coming up right after this article from Capitol Hill Blue. And we do have a few open lines here. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Now, let me give you a warning. I'm going to use some profanity here. I'm quoting from this article at Capitol Hill Blue. There are several words that I do use, and I use them over and over again on this program that are words of profane. I don't want to say profane. I don't think son of a bitch is profane at all. I think it's a descriptive term, frankly. And I say bastard and stuff like that. And I know that it's very offensive to people who might be listening in their cars or whatever, and they got the kids in the car. And I do apologize for that to this extent. I'm sorry if your kids hear a word that you've never said you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be cute with you. I mean it. But this is an adult program, and we're talking about adult topics. And, I don't think I'll ever cross the line into that area where the FCC says, oh, God, let's pull their license, or let's send him to Poland.
But I might with my bumper music.
Well, that's true. Best leave that alone, Kathy. Don't even go back there. All right. Doug Thompson, who writes for Capitol Hill Blue. If you're not familiar with CapitolHillBlue.com, I found it to be a very reliable source of information. Okay? I just have. There are several online sources that are reliable, some not quite so. It's a matter of degrees, right? Percentages. I think Capitol Hill Blue is up there. I trust what Doug Thompson writes. So here we go. This is something that Bush said last month, according to Doug. Republican congressional leaders, you notice no Democrats, filed into the Oval Office to meet with Bush and talk about renewing the USA Patriot Act. Several provisions of the act, Doug writes, passed in the shell-shocked period immediately following the 9/11 terrorist attacks caused enough anger that liberal groups like the ACLU had joined forces with prominent conservatives to oppose renewal. of this act. Bob Barr has been lobbying heavily in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution against renewal of this act. Republican leaders told Bush that his hardcore push to renew the more onerous provisions of the act could further alienate conservatives still mad at the president from his botched attempt to nominate White House counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Bush retorted, "I don't give a goddamn. I'm the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way." That's a quote. One aide in the meeting said, quote, "Mr. President, there's a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution," end quote. Bush screamed back, quote, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a goddamn piece of paper," end quote. Thompson writes, "I've talked to three people present for the meeting that day, and they all confirm that the President of the United States called the Constitution, quote, a goddamn piece of paper," end quote. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, while still White House counsel, wrote that the, quote, Constitution is an outdated document, end quote. And to the Bush administration, the Constitution of the United States is little more than toilet paper, stained from all the waste that this group of power-mad despots have dumped on the freedom that, quote, goddamn piece of paper, end quote, used to guarantee. Put aside for a moment political affiliation or personal beliefs. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It doesn't matter if you support the invasion of Iraq or not. Despite our differences, the Constitution has stood for two centuries as the defining document of our government, the final source to determine, in the end, if something is legal or right. Every federal official, including the president, who takes an oath of office swears to, quote, uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, end quote. And Doug goes on, and then he writes, and don't buy the White House hype that the USA Patriot Act is a necessary tool to fight terrorism. It is a dangerous law that infringes on the rights of every American citizen, and as one brave aide told President Bush, something that undermines the Constitution of the United States. But why should Bush care? After all, the Constitution is just, quote, a goddamn piece of paper, end quote. Now, you can take this story with as many grains of salt as you want to take it with. I'm trusting the source. Capitol Hill Blue, like I mentioned, it started out as a libertarian online publication. A little bit on the conservative libertarian side, frankly. But like so many people in this country who have watched this criminal enterprise that is the Bush crime family operate to destroy the Constitution, to destroy the United States in toto, to destroy everything, Capitol Hill Blue has, like a lot of people who may be conservative in their point of view, maybe libertarian in their point of view, Capitol Hill Blue has decided that these evil people are destroying everything. And as Doug writes, put aside for a moment political affiliation or personal beliefs. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It doesn't matter if you support the invasion of Iraq or not. Despite our differences, the Constitution has stood for two centuries as the defining document of our government, the final source to determine, in the end, if something is legal or right. Now, assuming, and I'm going to make the assumption, that what Doug Thompson has written here at Capitol Hill Blue is correct and that his three sources are correct, then we have somebody in the White House who, no surprise here, has no respect for the rule of law, not a bit. And his oath, the oath that he apparently swore falsely to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, is a joke. You know, I don't know what to do anymore. Do you? We can sit here and talk about this stuff. We can we can read the foreign press. Der Spiegel, Observer of the UK, Le Figaro. Is that how you say it? Haaretz. I don't care what the newspaper is, what country it's from. We can read these foreign press reports about the criminal activities of this filthy administration, how the rest of the world knows what's going on. The Toronto Star, it just goes on and on and on and on and never stops. The newspapers in Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald, the New Zealand Herald, newspapers from India, newspapers from South Africa, all over the world, they understand that the United States is in the clutches of a truly criminal enterprise. Is there anything these people touch that they don't turn in to filth? Or death, or blood, or gore, or murder, or war, or invasions, or lies. Is there anything? And I would invite tonight any conservative, any Bush supporter, any right-winger to, as I usually do, there's nothing unique about this invitation, but to call in and defend this miserable bastard. If there is anything about this crime family that you can defend, as long as you talk to me in facts, you know, I don't get crazy until somebody says to me, well, Iraq wasn't a Muslim country before we invaded it. Then, you know, of course, like that dingbat that was on the program the other night. And then, yeah, I go nuts. Like, you know, how dare you call my program, you half-witted freak? But if there is a conservative out there who at least has an essential working apparatus of the facts, and you want to call in and defend this criminal enterprise, I invite you. And as long as you talk facts, I mean, if you build your opinion on facts, I don't care what your opinion is, if it's built on facts, then I would be more than happy to listen to what you have to say. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, your phone calls. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employee, she used to wait for hours for tech support. But since we switched to OmniTech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With OmniTech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Let's go to the phones here. Jack is calling from Florida. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Are you aware of the International War Crimes Commission?
Yes.
That arrested the man. I think he was in Nicaragua. I don't remember his name.
You're talking about Pinochet? You're talking about Pinochet, the guy who was the military dictator in Chile.
He had a warrant for his arrest. They arrested him in the restaurant. Did you know that over 2 months ago that they indicted Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and his gang of 9 or 22 or how many there are for war crimes?
I think I've heard about that, yeah.
Well, why doesn't Mr. Bush do the honorable thing and turn him in or suggest to the War Crime Commission to issue a warrant when he's out of the country and arrest him? And then when we get him back here, we can indict him under the RICO Act for a continuing conspiracy of organized crime, namely one, stealing the people's money, and probably another 45 other indictments.
Well, I'm all for it, Jack, but
Well, why doesn't somebody do something?
Well, I don't know. You and I aren't going to do anything. We're just American citizens.
Well, I understand that. I'm thinking of a Canadian citizen.
What?
I said I'm thinking of becoming a Canadian citizen, but that's very difficult.
Well, they may not want us up there. We are tainted with the Bush activities around the planet. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I will honestly say one thing. I sincerely believe that Mr. Bush and his gang of 22 are going to run out of skullduggery because they can't keep up with their lies.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Jack. Thanks for checking.
Why don't you see why they don't issue the warrant to him?
All right.
Or have him come in and surrender himself.
I'll see what I can find out. But they're going to give me as much information, Jack, as they give you. In other words, they're going to look at me and say, get the hell out of here.
Well, if you get it in the newspaper day after day, what you need in this country is a good comedian that every day he follows Mr. Bush around in the newspapers or whatever on some night show or something and comes up with all his silly stuff.
I think you're right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it, man. You have a nice evening. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How are you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing fine, RB.
We're going through an election up here.
Say it again?
Yeah, we're going through an election up here.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Is Canada going conservative?
I don't think so. I mean, if they do win the election, it'll be in a minority government with the Liberals and the NDP could gang up against them and make it tough for them if they didn't, you know, follow the line. And our Conservative Party is, like, to the left of the Democrat Party, so you don't have to worry too much about us all of a sudden buying into everything, because there's no way they could, even if the Conservative Party was in power, the people would never allow them to send us off into wars that we don't, you know, don't want to be in.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Although Afghanistan, I still have problems with that one, because I think the reason for that is based on propaganda and lies, too. But anyway, you were saying about that caliphate thing that Rumsfeld keeps barking about, right?
Yeah. Do you know the definition of the word caliphate? I mean,
that's a word they use. Remember back in the turn of the last century, the Russian secret police started putting out a thing called Protocols of Zion?
The Elders of Zion?
Yeah, it was the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It was a forged document, right. Basically, to try to get ordinary, ignorant people to believe that the Jewish race were going to try to take over the world through a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this caliphate thing is all about. A series of Western intelligence agencies have been building this case up for years through false flag terrorism and propaganda to make the Western people believe that there's a whole bunch of these Islamic people that are together over there planning to create an empire of Islam, and that they're going to kill all the Jews and drive them into the ocean in Israel and all that. And it has some bearing on it because there are wacko fundamentalists over there that go off and talk crazy all the time, right? So it's easy to make that case. But we have wacko fundamentalists over here that go off on tangents all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not built up the same way. I think the terrorist organizations at the of Islam aren't as closely aligned as it's led to us to believe, you know, and that we don't understand that these people that we're trying to make war that they're going to wars with, there's like billions of them. Mm-hmm. If this goes the way they want, Rumsfeld and Cheney with this caliphate thing, we're talking about a war that lasts years, decades, maybe a century, of absolute horror.
You know, I sometimes wonder. I know that sick old men can only die or take to their deathbed comfortably if they know that the rest of the world is about to go up in flames. And I wonder sometimes, these two sick old men, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, I just wonder sometimes, RB, if they are not tinkering with the hinges of the earth, so to speak, so that they can think, if they have a chance to think on their deathbeds, well, I'm not the only one going to die today. I'm going to make sure that another 1.5 billion people die with me.
I think it has something to do with money. If there's less people, they have more money.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, you can't spend it in hell, can you? RB, thanks. I appreciate your call. Take care, pal. We'll be right back.
In the American way, you must give and that I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what just because I want, because I will.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. $4,200.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Into the distance, ribbon of black. Stretch to the point of no turning.
26 before the hour.
Flight of fancy on a windswept field.
Well, Lauren in Canada emailed in and said that RB is wrong. Lauren writes, Dear Mike, the conservative leader has already promised to try to ban gay marriage and is interested in getting us involved in that foolish favorite of the Republicans' strategic defense initiative or missile defense. Okay. Not living up there, of course. I guess I should pay more attention to Canadian politics, but, you know, I'm an American. My understanding, interest, and knowledge of the world ends right off the coast of New Jersey and right off the coast of California. You know, I'm just I'm being a smartass here. But no, I hear what you're saying, Lauren. I don't know if that's the case. Then maybe RB is talking about something else, huh? Back to your phone calls. Peggy is calling from South Carolina. Peggy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Peggy. How are you?
Well, I'm glad somebody is.
Well,
my head's about to explode tonight with all this stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Between the pollen thing, which I read that and I said, oh, gee, where have we heard this before?
Yeah, that's really sick. It's just awful.
It is. And I read the same article you did from Capitol Hill Blue, a person on a Yahoo group that I'm associated with, posted the article.
Uh-huh.
And we need to get this out to the public.
Well, it's not going to...
Because I don't see how anybody can read this article and still support this SOB.
Well, I don't think it's going to get out, first of all, because of the language. Secondly, because of the fact that... Can you see Bob Schieffer on CBS News sitting there looking in the camera and using the GD word to
his
audience?
Well, I mean... With the language sanitized, but just the content, that these people do not respect the document that they have sworn to protect and defend.
Yeah. Well, I wish
part of it, and with the language sanitized, what they have said, we need to get that out to the public.
Well, I wish we had a media that could, but I think you'll agree.
Oh, I do too. I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think you'll agree, Peggy, that the media in this country, newspapers,
it's
magazines, radio, and television.
Crimes.
I'm sorry?
They're complicit. They're complicit in the crimes.
They have been the codependents, the enablers in this miserable operation.
Yeah. Well, I have sent it to a lot of people that I know. But the other thing that has my head going that crap crazy tonight is the thing with the guy in Florida that was shot and killed.
Yeah, I'm still trying to sort out in my own mind what happened. There are all sorts of conflicting reports now.
He was an American citizen of Costa Rican origin.
Right.
He was a brown-skinned person.
Uh-oh, terrorist!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was a brown-skinned person. So what is it if another brown-skinned person gets shot and killed?
Yeah.
You know, and nobody else on that plane heard him say anything about a bomb.
I know.
No one. But he was brown-skinned. So therefore, he was fair game.
Well, we know about that in here in Georgia and northern South Carolina. We know about what happens if you are not Caucasian.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not a native here, trust me. I'm your home girl from down
I-75.
Right. I am. I'm from Troy. We've talked about that before.
I hear you. All right, Peggy, listen. Stay tuned to the rest of the program tonight, and you'll hear things from other callers that'll calm you down, I promise, okay?
Well, you know, I work for DOD, and it's just getting worse.
I hear you.
Yeah, so.
All right. Take care.
Love you, Mike.
Take care, Peggy. She works for the Department of Defense, and she's upset? Uh-oh. Huh? What, Kathy?
I thought she said the DMV. She said DOD.
DOD, I think, yeah, Department of Defense. I don't know. Mark is calling from San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yeah, they came on.
Mark? Yep, Mark.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm very glad you took my call. I wanted to talk about something that you'd brought up before about Poland and torture.
Right.
And so forth. An interesting thing is that a little bit of perspective. First of all, Poland for a long time has had a reactionary government, and I'm talking even pre-World War II.
Uh-huh.
And they were also very anti-Jewish, and I believe a whole bunch of other minorities. Mm-hmm. When the Germans came rolling through there, right, they were looking for the Liebesraum, right, mm-hmm. and they hated Slavs. But, of course, in the very beginning, they centered on Jews. A lot of the Poles, unfortunately a lot, I don't mean all, but a lot, turned in tons of Jewish people. And then, as even when the Germans started to put them in concentration camps, started to exterminate many of them, I mean, Poles lost many citizens, period,
yeah.
Many of them, thought it was a good thing to wipe out almost all of the Jews. And they came damn close. They really did.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing like, so now when we look at it right now, and this is what, of course, Rumsfeld and all call New Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since the Soviet Union is gone, they have, in many ways, gone back to these reactionary ways. And, yes, I can see them with bribes by the United States, and some of their people, definitely not all, back this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily complain.
You know, I think the thing that was most shocking to me is that the Bush members of the Bush crime family deliberately and consciously chose Poland, or deliberately and unconsciously chose Poland. Do you remember the story of I'm going to mispronounce the name of the Polish village, but I think it was Jabłonki. Where Polish Christians and Polish Jews lived side by side for centuries.
Many years.
Right, and when the Nazis came in, the Polish Christians used that as an excuse to attack their neighbors. If I remember reading about this, they were herded into school buildings and burned alive. Hundreds and hundreds of Jewish residents of this village. Now, anybody who doesn't understand or doesn't know where Auschwitz was, where Sobibor was, where Treblinka was,
mm-hmm.
anyone who doesn't understand that is either willfully ignorant or a hypocrite of the highest order. To then turn around 50 years later and use Poland as a place where people are taken to be tortured. It's the symbolic use of Poland once again. And like I said when I was talking about that, it is not in any way an attempt by me to find equivalence here between torturing 100 people we've scooped up on battlefields and the systematic butchery of 6 million Jews. That's not the point. The point is that Poland, for God's sake, would be used by the Bush administration with all the symbolism and that is there from what happened in World War II. That's the thing that is just astounding to me.
I 100% agree with you. They read their history from a Nazi point of view.
And they practice. They live from a Nazi point of view. I don't have any problem, and have not had any problem in using a comparison of the Nazis with the Bush crime family.
I don't either.
To a lesser extent, where it concerns extinction of an entire a group of people, but if you look at what the ultimate goal of these thugs is. Whereas at one time the Christians wanted to kill all the Jews, now it seems like the Christians want to kill all the Muslims.
We can definitely get there. And the thing is that one thing that people have to really remember is that, yeah, we have now a proto-fascist government, but the people that are in power right now are the real thing, and they are moving us to fascism.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, I have to leave it there. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. That's the part that just destroys me. Why couldn't Rumsfeld and Cheney have picked a different country for their torture camps? We have allies. We have countries around the planet who would be more than happy to torture people for us. But to use Poland. Jesus.
On the day the Nazi died, the world is riddled with maggots. The maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the borders and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Another Canadian there, Leonard Cohen. RB mailed back in about, well, RB said that the Conservative Party in Canada was actually to the left of the Democratic Party in the United States. Well, you don't have to be very liberal to be to the left of the Democratic Party in the United States. That's for damn sure. But then Lauren emailed in and said, no, that's not true, because the Conservatives, if they take power, would ban gay marriage, would, you know, just that list of right-wing crap. So RB mails back in and says, Lauren was right, but an explanation. Stephen Harper, the Conservative leader, may want to do those things that Lauren alluded to, but in a minority government, he'd never be able to make it happen. Okay, yeah, there's, you know, that's one of the wonders, the amazing things about a parliamentary form of government. You would never have the kind of sick bastards running, well, wait a minute, there is Tony Blair, right? Okay, back to your phone calls, because that's what we're trying to do tonight. Jeff is calling from Long Island. Jeff, welcome to the program.
I'm shocked that you actually take a conservative caller. Amazed.
Are you a conservative?
Yes, I certainly am.
Well, I have no way of knowing that. We don't screen calls out here. We don't block people from coming on.
Right, I believe you. Please explain to me how you believe that we have no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, when in 1998 President Clinton said there definitely were there.
He didn't say that. He never said that at all.
He did.
Well, what are you quoting? Let's not even get into a, you know, you say one thing and I say no, you didn't, and he said no, you didn't, yes, you did. What are you referring to? Do you have anything to back it up? What Clinton said was that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq any longer, that the programs had been stopped, and that the weapons inspectors had made damn sure that that was the case. I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, my God. You actually believe that?
Yeah.
You're totally wrong. So why did he... launch a few missiles into Iraq.
Well, where are they? Well, then
why did he launch missiles into Iraq in 1998? Why?
Because there was a threat against George Herbert Walker Bush. And because...
you got to be kidding me. No wonder you're on the air. I mean, you actually believe this crap?
Well, can you refute it? What are you talking about?
In 1998, President Clinton claimed,
Pot him down, please.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Pot him down, all the way down, because I have one of these dumb bastards who doesn't know how to carry on a conversation. Now, let me tell you something, Jeff, and you can hang up if you want to. But you have come into my place of work, you twit. Don't come into my place of work and start insulting me. Now, I accepted your phone call courteously and willing to hear what you had to say. And you start insulting me. Now, I don't know what you do. I don't know if you're a machine operator or a doctor or a street sweeper or a pimp. I have no idea what you do, and frankly, I don't care. But I don't come into your place of business and start insulting you. Don't you dare do that to me. Because that's the quickest way your ass is back out on the street where you belong. Now, I'm going to give you one more chance. If you want to have a conversation on this program, watch your tongue and talk to me like an adult with at least a basic working attitude of courtesy.
Be happy to.
All right. Now let's start over again.
Okay.
Don't tell me that When you ask me, do I believe something, and I say, yeah, I believe it, don't act like that, like I'm some kind of a halfwit. The Clinton administration...
If you can back up what you say with facts, then I'd be willing to listen.
What facts do you want? What do you want me to do? You're the one challenging, not me. What are your facts? Where are the weapons of mass destruction that you claim were in Iraq? Where are they now?
The weapons of mass destruction were claimed by Bill Clinton in 1998.
No, screw Bill Clinton. Where are the weapons?
Of course,
where are the weapons?
Of course. You don't want to hear the facts.
Where are the weapons?
Again, you don't want to hear the facts.
No, I want to hear the facts. Where are they?
Bill Clinton in 1998.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get rid of him. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I guess Bill Clinton took them.
Jesus Christ, I hate these people. See, every single time I allow one of these snakes on this program, I do everything I can to say before the program, okay, if you can call in and carry on a decent conversation, you're welcome to call in, your right-wingers, your conservatives, your Bush supporters, whatever. And I always get jackasses like this guy. What is wrong with you people? What did your mamas teach you? What did you learn in your churches or your synagogues or your mosque? Why is it that you cannot carry on a civilized conversation with a liberal talk show host? What the hell is wrong with you? I am so sick of opening the door to you freaks and then having you act like this. And I call you freaks because your behavior defines you. Jesus. I'll try again. If there is any right-winger or conservative or Bush supporter who has common, decent courtesy, who was taught by their mama or their Sunday school teacher or their eighth grade civics class or their Boy Scout leader, how to carry on a conversation, you're welcome on the program. If you can't do that, get the hell out of here. Don't even try. Jesus, you people make me just sick.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you.
The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Or
looked upon.
I'm Jeff Weiser. National Transportation Safety Board investigators say all systems were operating normally on board the Southwest Airlines 737 as it touched down in heavy snow at Chicago's Midway Airport Thursday. The jetliner slid off the end of the runway, slamming through barriers and coming to a stop in a busy intersection. Airport officials insist the condition of the runways was good, though the tower at the time said braking conditions were only fair. The probe will continue. The plane's nose came to rest atop a car in the street, killing a 6-year-old boy. It was the first fatal accident for the 35-year-old airline. A fixed timetable for withdrawal from Iraq would be the wrong policy. That's what President Bush told a Republican fundraiser in Minneapolis.
A fixed timetable of withdrawal would embolden the enemy, would confuse the Iraqis, and would send the wrong signal to our young men and women in uniform.
President Bush will make another major speech on Iraq in Philadelphia on Monday. It will be the third in a series of speeches that he's been making before the December 15th elections in Iraq. Boston's Logan Airport reopened after a snowstorm dumped nearly a foot of snow across New England Friday, shutting the airport for several hours. The same storm that blew through the Great Lakes delivered snow all along the I-95 corridor. As far south as Washington, there were air travel delays nationwide. There's no decision yet from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on the fate of condemned killer Stanley Tukey Williams. Schwarzenegger held a closed-door clemency hearing Thursday for the founder of the Crips Street Gang in Los Angeles. He had been sentenced to death for 4 gang members, but a large group of supporters, including some politicians and entertainers, have pleaded for a reprieve based on Williams' good deeds while in prison the past 2 decades. He is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection next Tuesday. New Jersey will now have a new U.S. senator. As Spencer Rain reports, Governor-elect John Corzine has named the third-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House to replace him in the U.S. Senate.
Standing before a who's who of North Jersey Democrats, Senator-to-be Robert Menendez called himself a reformer.
I have fought against the powerful interests that block the path of progress my entire life.
Governor-elect Corzine says New Jersey and the country need an effective legislator and not a lame duck caretaker. Spencer Rain, Jersey City, New Jersey.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation is asking drivers to give them room as they plow snow on the streets and highways. Nick Martino of the agency says their trucks need room to operate and other drivers shouldn't crowd them.
Staying a good six car lengths behind the plowing operation. Don't try to switch into lanes. That could be very difficult.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and overlimit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free.
It's about 7 past the hour. Back in 1998, when the half-wit that called in here, you know what really gets me, too? When these right-wing spider-eaters start quoting Bill Clinton, you know that they have lost it completely. But, let's examine what Bill Clinton actually said. On December 16th, 1998, when he's explaining his ordering an airstrike against Iraq, here's what he said. This is directly from the transcript, you moron. This is when Saddam ordered the weapons inspectors to get away from the sites they were trying to inspect, to leave the country. Clinton explains it this way. If Saddam can cripple the weapons inspection system and get away with it, he would conclude that the international community, led by the United States, has simply lost its will. He will surmise that he has free rein to rebuild, you dumb bastard, his arsenal of destruction. That is why, Clinton goes on the unanimous recommendation of my national security team, including the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, I have ordered a strong, sustained series of airstrikes against Iraq. They are designed to degrade Saddam's capacity to develop weapons of mass destruction, and to degrade his ability to threaten his neighbors. Now, I'm going to say it one more time. You right-wing snakes, don't call me if you don't even have a basic working knowledge of what the hell it is you're trying to burble up out of your guts and talk about. You are, as a group, the stupidest group of people I have ever come across. Every single one of you have had your brain scrubbed by Limbaugh. Your hatred of Clinton just befouls your mind and turns your brains into a nestus of worms. Man, you people are sick. How do you function? How do you stay married? How do you have children? How do you go to work in the morning with such a total misunderstanding of truth, history, facts? How do you do it? When you pull up to a stoplight, do you look at it and say, oh, it's green, that means I have to stop? Okay, it's red, I can go now. What is wrong with you people? Honest to God. But the audacity of some of these right-wingers who want to call this program, I mean, look, let me say it again. You know, this is where I work. This is my job. How about if I come into your gas station and start attacking you and saying that you're stupid or ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about, huh? Or come into your whorehouse or your doctor's office. Like I said, I don't know what you do, and I don't care. But you people are, not only are you ignorant, but you just invite someone to come up and bitch slap you because you are so ignorant with your with what you consider to be facts. Where do you get the information? Well, I know where you get the information. You get it from Limbaugh. You get it from Hannity. Well, Bill Clinton ordered airstrikes because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. No, he didn't. That's not why Clinton ordered it, and that's not what Saddam had. Clinton ordered the airstrikes to make sure that Saddam couldn't reestablish. In 1998, you dumb bastards, you right-wingers, in 1998, every single thing in that country had been blown to pieces, and we had salted it with depleted uranium. There was nothing in 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. What do you people think he did? Pack them all into Clinton's jockstrap and hide them someplace? What do you think he did with all the weapons, if they existed? What, did Clinton blow them up? If he did, then Clinton should be a hero, right? You stupid twits. You don't use logic, you don't use common sense, you don't use reason, you have no idea of what you're talking about. And that's fine, because as a group, you are deadly stupid, and I just bleed that I have to share a country with you people. But don't call this program with that kind of crap. I've said it before, I welcome any caller here. We don't screen you out, we screen you in! If you're a Republican or a conservative, I'll move your worthless ass up to the front of the queue just to hear what you got to say. And every single time, none of you ever fail me. You never fail me. You're the most uninformed bunch I have ever come across. You will believe whatever Limbaugh or Hannity or Savage or Medved or Michael Reagan or the rest of these half-wits pour into your empty skulls. You don't have a clue as to how to do your own research. It's a wonder you can dial a telephone.
What's astonishing to me is the double standard they seem to have about our man Bill. I thought he was reviled as the great liar of all time.
Well, only
but
when...
only in cases of his position on Iraq. Then he was dead on, apparently.
Yeah, well...
You know, he wasn't lying then, and he was an honest, upstanding guy then. You know, let's point to Clinton's, you know...
No, these right-wingers, Kathy, and you know this probably better than I do, because for the 3.5 years that we worked for IE America, you used to screen the phone calls in here. You know how sick these sons of bitches are, how stupid and ignorant they are, and how they hate it that they never had a chance to see Bill Clinton's penis. That's what they wanted to see. Remember the effort by Ken Starr that they were gonna get a court order because what was the trailer trash bitch's name?
Paula Jones.
Yeah, Paula Jones. Remember Paula Jones said, well, he had marks on his penis.
Actually, she said they were distinguishing characteristics.
Right, there you go. So they were actually, you know, that's what the right-wingers were. They wanted to see Bill Clinton's penis, just like this half-wit that just called me, right? Had he had a chance to see Bill Clinton's penis? Because so many of these right-wingers are, they want to see Bill Clinton's penis. They just want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it in the courtroom. I want to see it on the internet. God. Ah! Ah! Not that there's anything wrong with wanting to see a man's penis, but, you know, most of you guys won't admit that you'd get off on it, you know? So you attack, you have such a love-hate relationship with Bill Clinton, it's astonishing. Bill Clinton was the best Republican president that you dumb bastards could ever come across in your life. Which Republican did you like better, Bill Clinton or this half-wit we have in the office right now? Which one did you right-wingers like better? Bill Clinton was your boy. He made sure that all of you had jobs. He made sure that all of you, your stock portfolios grew until some of you got so damn greedy you tipped the NASDAQ market into the sewer. And your buddies at Enron and WorldCom and places like that ruined it for all you, middle-class hustlers who thought, hey, man, I'm going to make $1 million here. You know, how did you make that $1 million? You made it under Bill Clinton, you stupid freaks. So you had a choice. You had the Republican policies of Bill Clinton, or you had the neo-Nazi policies of George Bush. And you dumb bastards picked George Bush. God. And now you're angry at liberals. Bill Clinton was not a liberal, you freak. He was a pandering, whoremongering right-winger just like you are. All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. When we come back, we'll take some more phone calls. God, you people make me irritated. Something, I don't know. But you're always welcome to call. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what you got to say. At least for the first 2 minutes.
Deficits were gone, just opportunity knocking. The new millennium. And then a flawed election got us started. On the wrong road to 9/11. And since that day, by our lies and people die.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow.
musicians, and anyone with a musician on your gift list. The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for new gear, exclusive deals, and massive holiday savings of 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. It's Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run Savings Event. Save on guitar packs to keyboards, mics to mixers, drum kits to recording software, all at the guaranteed lowest price in the nation. Plus, Guitar Center's gift cards make it easy. Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run. Shop early, save more. Don't miss it.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Temporarily 22 past the hour. You know, one more thing about these stupid right-wingers. The thing that really gets me, these are the people who were screaming for Clinton's head where it concerned the war in Bosnia, Yugoslavia, Serbia. What the hell am I trying to say? They were the ones led by the chief monkey, Governor Bush, you know, talking about, well, you know, he shouldn't be in there if he doesn't have an exit plan, you know. And every single right-winger in the country back then, they said, well, this is just his way of deflecting attention from Monica. And every one of them, I think the problem with right-wingers, when I say they all want to see Bill's penis, I mean that. I'm not saying that as a, I mean that. I mean they really, really, really do. It's penis envy of the highest order. Not only was Clinton good-looking, I don't like Clinton's policies, so, you know, I've said that before, but not only was he extremely handsome and very, very charming, he also had a way with the ladies. Every one of these right-wing bastards, these big-bellied right-wing bastards, like this guy that just called me, pasty-faced, probably has an 8-month supply of Viagra next to his bedside. Well, never mind. Probably didn't have any Viagra, you know. Never mind. But they looked at Clinton and they saw a player. They saw a player. That's what they saw. And they couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it. Somebody suave, somebody cool, somebody hip, Elvis. Somebody get on MTV and blow the sax. Now, was Clinton a good president? Why, hell no, he wasn't a good president. Well, and please, Democrats, don't. Yeah, look, don't email me. Don't challenge me on that. All right, just don't. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. You all have heard this rap enough times from me. Now, he was a good Republican president. He was the best, and that's what gets me about these right wingers. Here was a guy, Bill Clinton, who was willing to give them every single thing that these right wingers wanted, and did. Gave them everything. The only thing Clinton did they didn't like was the one thing that saved the economy, so to speak, and that was his tax hike in 1993. So these rich pigs had to finally pay just a little bit of their share. So whatever. It's just amazing. All the information that's out there on the internet, research CNN, research New York Times, research, just go wherever you want to. Go to the memory hole. There's so many places to get the truth. And these dumb, rattled bastards call me up and tell me, well, Clinton did this and Clinton did that. And what you hear is that chuckle-nutted Rush Limbaugh in every single phrase that comes out of these right-wing callers' mouths. All you hear is Limbaugh. That's it. Just Limbaugh. Well, Bill Clinton attacked because he knew they had weapons of mass. You dumbasses. If you would go back and read specifically what Clinton said, what everybody was talking about, Saddam ordered the weapons inspectors out and Clinton ordered the missiles in so as to make sure Saddam didn't restart his weapons programs that had been destroyed because under Bill Clinton and Pappy Bush, we had spent a decade, you ignorant right-wingers, bombing them, killing them, starving them, cutting off their money. Except for the stuff that got through because conservatives decided to keep on doing business with Saddam, you hypocritical sons of bitches. Now, having said that, I leave open the invitation to any of you right-wingers who can put together a sentence, but don't come into my office via the telephone and start getting porky with me. You get froggy with me, I'm going to jump, and you're gone. And you just make yourself look like just total asses to a national radio network. You really do. You make yourself look like asses. You prove the point over and over and over. This is why your boy has a 36% approval rating. It's not only because he's incompetent, but because you Mooney-like followers of the Bush crime family, You make it so difficult for normal Americans to even listen to you. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. The guy was momentary. bit of fun, okay? Like rolling around a live hand grenade. That's all. So we'll come back and take your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Won't you join in and fight with the Allies? What could we say? We're only 25 years old. With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold. This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable. We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old. Fighters for Texaco.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com.
Nation where the dictator treated himself to palaces with gold faucets, gold-covered AK-47s.
Hey, can you hear the penis envy there? Oh, my God. It's just, you know, with the Star Report and the pornography and the how the Republicans fixated on the stain and all the goings-on between Bill and his girlfriend. It's just amazing to me.
And you know, I think it is true. I think that Bush does have Saddam's gun.
I think he does. Didn't one of the toy commanders from over there bring him Saddam's sidearm? A sidearm that claimed to have been Saddam's.
Pickles was happy that night.
All right, back to the phone calls here. Marilyn is calling from the Bronx in New York City. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
I'm glad I got through because I wanted to mention what tomorrow is. But I want to say that I really enjoy the way you tell it like it is. And
Well, thank you for that. I hate to start screaming and ranting and raving, but I'll tell you, right-wingers, the ignorance of right-wingers themselves don't irritate me. They're harmless. They're just pathetic little creatures that can wander around the countryside and everything's cool. But it's when they get into a position of power like Bush, or when they try to carry on political discourse with their betters, like on this radio program, that's when I get angry. I really do. But anyway, that's not why you called.
I called because tomorrow is the anniversary of the announcement and issuance of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations in 1948. And it was promulgated, and it's a wonderful document. I wish that I could somehow transmit this copy I'm holding in my hands to all the people listening around the country. I think if they could get a copy of it and send it as a holiday greeting, it would be a worthwhile idea.
Yeah, human the UN Declaration of Human Rights.
Yeah,
that goes all the way back to. I thought that was written in 1948.
Yes, it was issued by the United Nations on December 10th of that year, which is why that is Human Rights Day, December 10th each year. But that was not all I wanted to say. There were two follow-up covenants on human rights. I won't go into details about them, just bring them to the attention of listeners. A covenant on civil and political rights and a covenant on economic, social, and cultural rights. But since somebody mentioned Poland, I thought that it would be useful and interesting to mention that not only Poland, but many countries in Europe during the war, including those that were overrun by the Nazis, had undergrounds, and people in the underground, the guerrillas, the partisans, or as the French knew them, the Maquis, contributed so vitally to the pursuit of victory by providing essential information at great risk to their own lives. In Poland, there were three undergrounds, as I understand, and a book I'll recommend to people, The Story of a Secret State.
Marilyn, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
I have to reach over here and get the ice pick. I have to jam it into my thigh so that I can continue to sit here and listen. Okay, wait a minute.
What?
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I mention this because of the mention by a previous caller about Poland. There were three undergrounds, as I understand, the Jewish underground, the
Marilyn?
Nationalist, and
Marilyn?
The...
Marilyn, can you hold on a second? Hold on just a minute. All right, hold on just a second. I have to get a hammer here because I have to smash my hand so I can say, hold on.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the Story of a Secret State was written by Jan Karski, who was...
Okay, Marilyn, listen, I've got to move on. I think a lot of people really appreciate your calling in. The Declaration of Human Rights, do a Google on that, and people can read it. And thank you, Marilyn. Thanks for calling out to our attention December 10th, 1948. Thank you. I appreciate it, Marilyn. Do you have anything to stop the bleeding in here, Kathy? Yeah, anything. Do you have some gauze out there? Give me one of Molly's Pampers. Hold on just a second.
All right, give me one.
Hold on. Have we got any? Can you get the first aid kit open? Hold on just a second, please, everybody. Hold on. Oh, jeez. Okay, almost done. Okay. Okay. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program.
Michael, sitting here laughing my ass off. You are too funny, brother. Oh, you're the best. You're the best. Oh, man, how you doing, though?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, anyhow, reason I'm calling, because you know that stupid war on Christmas that we keep hearing about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just have to be thumbing through some of the old articles from my neighborhood newspaper, and one of the things I was frequently doing while my computer was up, I'm getting a new one because my old one broke down, was I would be writing articles and letters to my neighborhood newspaper. And just remember that this was an issue that was a hot-button issue last year. And the thing is that there was an incident that occurred, and I'm about to expose the hypocrisy and the zero credibility of these right-wing bastards.
Yeah.
What happened was that there was a woman working in a department store. I can't recall if it was Macy's or Bloomingdale's, but she was terminated for wishing a customer Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. And the store manager says that it is the policy, I've never heard of this policy, that it's the policy for all employees to say happy holidays. And that's why they have the signs up in the store saying happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I took some legal courses, and the reason why they would put happy holidays in the stores is to be non-discriminatory to people that observe Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. If they just say Merry Christmas, then someone can say that this store is being discriminated.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
All right, just a second.
Wait, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, I'm really considering it.
No, but my point is that what the hell is this? That last year they say you were supposed to say Happy Holidays, and this year now they're saying Merry Christmas.
I'll tell you how to handle this, Michael. Just I don't know. Wish people a happy solstice. That's what it's all about. That's the only reason we're doing December 25th. That's the only reason we have Christmas trees and holly and ivy and mistletoe. And
I'm just calling them backbreakers. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, just say merry meet. Just say blessed be. And tell them that.
My point is say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but if you really want to celebrate this particular day, it's all about Druidism and Celtic belief. Just say, you know, may the god and goddess bless you and make sure your crops grow and your animals reproduce. All right, listen, Michael, thanks. I got
to
move on.
Right, man.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, now.
Good. That's good, man. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Really, that's the only way to handle this. This December 25th thing, this is a winter solstice thing. This is it is Northern European. It has nothing to do with Asia, has nothing to do with Africa, has nothing to do with South America. It is a Nordic, Northern European thing. But let's just do that. Okay? Can we just do that? Can we just say, when you meet somebody and you're infused with the spirit of the season, well, when I stop and think about that, but if you really are infused with the spirit of the season, the family and the love and the touching and the kissing and getting together and everything, just call down the blessings of the god and goddess on your partner, your friends, and drink some mulled wine, drink a huge foaming glass of mead, get a fire going in your backyard or your fireplace or something, dance, get up and dance, and put ivy and holly and the Yule log. I mean, these are all Wiccan and Celtic and Druidic symbols, go out in the woods and shoot a deer and bring it home and dress it and put it on a huge spit and turn it and roast it and eat and have a huge feast. That's the way to celebrate solstice.
Mike, can you hang on a second?
Now that I am 38 years old, the only thing I get our ties and socks. My kids are never happy with what's under the tree. Soon they'll understand Christmas sucks. Whoa, every freaking year Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now,
800-399-6220. Before the hour. All right, thanks to the crew. As usual, our program was engineered in New York City tonight by Justin Nguyen and Jason Isaac, our resident rock star. D. Neal is our associate producer and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Man, I'm worn out. I don't know who wore me out more, Marilyn or the right-wing... Lizard. Thanks to our usual group of folks who are not directly connected with Air America. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, at MaximumInteractive.com, who's our webmaster. The militant mods at my website, MikeMalloy.com, who keep things flowing on the message board. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Okay, Bob is calling from Madison. Bob, welcome to the program. I bet you thought you weren't going to make it on, right?
Yep. Thank you so much.
Sure. You've only been holding for an hour and 40 minutes. That's not
good. I just wanted to say the stuff I see going on in the country right now is so different from what I learned in, like, third grade and fourth grade.
Yeah, me too.
About basic freedoms.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and looked on the internet for some perspective, the famous quotes from a lot of the founding fathers, and it seems like they're directly, you know, talking about stuff that's happening today.
Yeah, the things they were warning us against.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just have two quick ones that are very pertinent. One from Ben Franklin, who I'm pretty sure wrote the Constitution. It says, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety."
Nor safety, that's right.
And that, you know... with the Patriot Act and stuff. I'm from Wisconsin, and thank God we have Feingold here, the only guy who voted against it, the only one who read it. And then another one from Theodore Roosevelt about the tax cuts and stuff. It says that the death knell of the Republic had rung as soon as the active power became lodged in the hands of those who sought not to do justice to all citizens, rich and poor alike, but to stand for one special class and for its interests as opposed to the interests of others.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure our death knell has rung from what I see.
Yeah, there's another one, Jefferson's quote, and I'm going to garble it, but when Thomas Jefferson said the tree of liberty needs to be nurtured every now and again with the blood of tyrants.
Tyrants, yep.
Exactly. The blood of patriots and tyrants or something like that. But you understand what he was saying. What he was saying was don't be afraid of a second revolution or a third or a fourth.
Right.
If it's necessary to clean house on people who would take over this country by means other than an armed conflict, don't be afraid to take to the streets and run them out. Like the people in Ukraine did, like the people in Yugoslavia did, like the people in the Philippines did when tyrants just openly, like the people in Russia did, when tyrants just openly say, I don't mean the Soviet Union, I mean Russia. Americans are afraid to do that, though. We're kind of a nation of sheep. But I think if we would listen to what the framers of the Constitution, what they said, because they were racist bastards,
right,
and they were slave owners, and they were committers of genocide. So let's be clear on that. But they did, in spite of all that, they did have some good ideas, at least for the white folks, right?
Yeah. Right. It gives some good perspective on stuff.
Yeah, I think
so. See what they thought.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bob, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike, for being there.
All right. Appreciate it. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Hi, Edie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It is I, Edie, with Defenders of Democracy.com.
Yeah, DefendersofDemocracy.com. There you go.
That's right. And I really just, I'm not going to take much time. I know you don't have much left, and I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Thank you.
I just really want to thank you and thank my fellow Malloy minions out there that respond when I come on, and we get so many hits now that we didn't used to get, thanks to you and your show.
Well, thank you.
So have a great weekend, and speak to you in my allotted maybe 3 days or next week or whatever.
Sounds good, Edie. Thanks a lot. Go to her website, defendersofdemocracy.com.
Thanks so much.
All right. See you later, Edie.
All right.
Ben, if you make it real quick, I can squeeze you in. Ben in Queens. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I was just going to correct that guy. It's just amazing how these people, they can't form a coherent thought. I mean, every time I listen to, like, Southern Call on Randy or, you know, Al reads one of these hate mails, and they're just so incoherent. And I called Peter Worthy the week you were on vacation. I said, what's with these people and how were they raised? You know, it just amazes me. I keep hoping, you know, that someone will get on and make some kind of sense. But so
never happened. No, it never happens. And it's amazing whether it's this show or Randy's show or somebody who Peter Werby's show, somebody who's not connected with Air America Radio, some of the liberals that are out there struggling against this tidal wave of right-wing snot. No matter where you turn to listen, Ray Taliaferro, who else is there? Bernie Ward. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anytime these people put on right-wingers, they're dealing with half-witted morons who couldn't find their ass with both hands. It's just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I happened to tune in to Sean Hannity for 30 seconds. The caller made three logical mistakes in about 30 seconds. I had to turn it off. I thought, I can't stand this, you know? I mean, it's like there's something wrong with public education, you know?
I hear you. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for checking in. I got to leave it there, Ben. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
All right. If we didn't get to your call tonight, I do apologize. I'll see you Monday, all right? Have a nice weekend. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, yeah. Have a nice weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
On Air America Radio.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at alevegoodnews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free.